Welcome. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Taipu Orchestra. Side A.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Tidepool Orchestra. We're at episode 20. I can't believe it. You know, when I started this podcast back in 2012, which was, what, 7 years ago? Something like that? I did not believe that we would get to 20 episodes. But here we are today, and by we, I mean me and Jordan.
Hi! I replaced Mike. I killed him.
Wow.
See, that's why I wasn't on last week's podcast, because I was planning on killing him.
I have some questions and comments on what you're saying right now. Number one, a comment. This would explain the pile of blood that I found on my way home.
I planted the body on you. So hopefully the police won't hear this podcast because we're too underground.
Yeah, that's my other main question, is you're just going to admit to murder on something.
To a felony.
To murder charges, and you're doing it on a pre-recorded format.
I am the police.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
So, we're going to do this a little bit free-form for episode 20. I feel like 20 episodes in, we kind of have a good feel of how it's going to go. We have two different topics for side A, and we have some questions which we will answer on the air. Jordan, you had a topic that you wanted to talk about first, so let's go ahead and just jump on in.
Okay, sounds good. So I wanted to talk about Honey Pop. Brian, do you know what Honey Pop is?
I think honey is a form of bee vomit that you place on toast.
Mm-hmm. And Honey Pot is a term used for, like, a pretty woman to be, like, a trap, I'm pretty sure, and, like, spy work or something. Don't quote me on that. But Honey Pop, it's also an adult game. And it came out in, like, 2015 or something. And it's an adult dating simulator that uses tile matching to get girls to take their clothes off in front of you.
Which is a sin, by the way.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
I sin.
Just want to throw that out there. Pornography is a sin.
You don't do any of that?
No.
At all?
No.
Wow, Brian's a good Christian boy. Look at this Christian boy here. So wholesome. I played it. Yeah, it's just tile matching basically for the main game. There's also regular dating sim stuff where you have to talk to a girl and pick the right answer to get her to actually go on a date with you. And then on the date is when the tile matching happens. After like 5 levels of tile matching and going on their date, the final one, they like make moaning sounds whenever you make good matches. And then if you complete the level, then there is a very sexy photo. Yeah, it's very risque. And I played it when it first came out. I genuinely enjoyed the gameplay of it. I wasn't just playing it as like, ooh, sexy porn game. and then they came out with Honeycam Studio, which everyone was a little peeved about.
So it went Honey Pop and then Honeycam Studio?
Honeycam.
Like Honeycam. Oh, like a camera. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was just something different. It wasn't like a sequel to Honey Pop, because it's, you know, the developer is Honey Pot. There's a lot of honey in this. Anyway.
I love honey. Did you know honey
really
is
angry? Yes.
Did you know honey is one of the few foods that never expires?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, man.
Cool. I'm gonna eat honey in the apocalypse. I'm just gonna be a bee.
One time when I was working door-to-door sales, this woman was selling jars of homemade honey for $5 a jar, and I'm like, It never expires. I have to buy it because no matter what, I can keep it and it will never expire. I lost it 2 weeks later.
Rad. Good job.
I know, I'm super smart. Anyway, so why are people mad about Honeycam?
Because it's basically a glorified mobile game. It didn't actually come out on mobile. You have to pay money for it on Steam, I'm pretty sure. Whereas if you actually play it, it looks like, you know, just a mobile game that would have, that you would get for free, but might have microtransactions. So I guess it's kind of, you know, you pick your evils, I guess. And it's not like a super great game. It's also not a bad game. And they don't have all of the same girls that you could date in the first Honey Pop, I think is mostly why people were pissed off, is because it's a mobile game and also it doesn't have all the girls that were original that they like. But what I just found out, and probably other people know this, but it's new to me, is that they're coming out with a Honey Pop 2. So a sequel to the actual first one. It'll be a dating simulator.
So it goes Honey Pop, Honey Cam, Honey Pop 2?
Yeah, basically.
It's really weird.
Yeah, but I...
Uh-huh.
And I'm really excited because it's not a mobile game. It's going to be like pretty much like the original Honey Pop. You get your sexy girls, but you also get your good gameplay and whatever. But I looked at the lineup, and out of, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I don't know, there's like 14 girls or something to choose from. Only three of them are from the original game. And I don't like any of the ones that they included.
So I guess I have a question that's probably on the mind of most of our listeners if they follow the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not playing it on the YouTube channel?
Because there's naked.
But we censored out the shark nipples.
I guess we could play it on YouTube, but I do know that Honey Pop is banned on Twitch. So I guess that's because you can't really censor real time on Twitch. Or, like, after the fact, I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that makes sense. Twitch is a very live, free-form platform. That makes sense.
So, yeah, we could totally play Honey Pop, I guess. But there's a lot of censoring we would probably have to do then. What? I don't know. We'll think about it. Maybe I'll have you play it. And then I can comment, like, commentary or whatever.
Yeah, let me just start getting editing. I was trying to crack my knuckles to demonstrate that I was gonna like edit super well, but then like I forgot my right knuckles never crack, and it's always been that way, and I think maybe it's genetics. Anyway.
Here, I can do it for you. There you go.
Good job. It's awesome. Let us know. Yep.
No, I still want to talk about Honey Pop because my two favorite characters from the original Honey Pop is Akiko, I'm pretty sure is her name. And she is like the hot teacher that you are supposed to fuck, I guess. And then there's also Nikki, who was in Honeycam Studio as well, but she's supposed to be the nerd big titty sundier girl. And she's not in Honey Pop. They're not in the second one.
Wait. Back up a second. Pronounce that one word again.
Sundier.
Okay, one more time.
Is it Sundiri? Whatever.
It's still not Sundiri either, so.
I don't know. You want to say it?
Sundere.
Okay, whatever.
You're taking Japanese classes.
Yeah, but. Fuck you. No, my teacher wasn't just like, okay, there's three types. Sundere, or whatever.
Sun Sun, Dere Dere, and Sundere.
Yeah, that was... what accent was that?
It's, sleepy nail salon patron. It's awful.
Speaking of stuff like that, guess what one of the Honey Pop 2 characters. So she's.
Is she She-Hulk?
No.
Okay.
She's wearing a hijab, which is. She's a very pretty girl. But can you guess what her occupation is? Take a wild guess.
Bank teller.
Airport security.
I feel uncomfortable with the way this conversation is going, Jordan. I'm not gonna lie.
I know. Well, this is problematic. I guess it's like, oh, well, they get discriminated against in airport security, so she is airport security, which I guess is cool, but I'm not really sure how to feel about this.
I don't know honestly. If I want to play this game anymore. To be frank, I mean, most of the time I'm Brian, but if I'm going to be frank right now, I think maybe I'm not going to play that game.
The personality. Meet Abia. Abia was born to strictly religious parents and though her family expects her to behave in a traditionally conservative manner, I think you'll find she has slightly different plans in mind. So it's like the Mia. What is that porn star's name? Mia Khalifa?
I told you I don't know.
Okay.
Mia Khalifa.
Oh yeah, because you're a good Christian boy. Yeah, so I guess it's like playing off of that. I think that's problematic, but I don't know. Right? It is. Have something problematic to talk about.
I do have something problematic. Okay, sweet. On January 1st, we discovered a new website for the Homestuck community. It popped up. It was Skynetsystems.com. And starting off, it only had just a timer going down, slowly counting down to a predetermined time that people figured out was April 13th, 2029, which is NASA scientists in real life have found this meteorite named Apophis that they think is going to strike the Earth, and the day that they had previously predicted it would strike the Earth was on April 13th, 2029. Now, of course, that's not going to happen anymore. We have more evidence to suggest that it's not going to happen, much like, Chris Chan's dimensional merge. Still hasn't happened, so Chris Chan is just getting angry, but that's a side tangent. So Skynet Systems didn't really have a whole lot going on. It just kind of had links to the Friend Sims and Hive Swap Act 1, which you can find on our YouTube channel. Alex and I played it. But if you right-click the website and do Inspect Elements, you can find like four different links, which lead to like zip folders. Zip folders are really wild. I mean, you have a hand-drawn Sweet Bro and Hella Jeff comic. You remember Sweet Bro and Hella Jeff, right?
Hell yeah.
This one is hand-drawn, and it's just disturbing as all hell. Like, I don't want to spoil it. It's definitely NSFW, so don't look it up. I will say it includes MPreg.
Oh, no.
And then one of the zip folders just had an insanely long, in-depth look and analysis on the timeline for Homestuck that goes all the way back to 1863. And it's mostly about this one character who is, I guess, the parent of the main villain from Homestuck, which was like a cherub named Caliborn. And this is about their parents, who goes all the way through the history, and this connects Hive Swap with Homestuck, and it's awful. ICP is mentioned a few times. They mentioned Trump, Obama. There's a whole joke about how Obama is from a different timeline, so when he ran for president in this timeline, he didn't have his birth certificate because that's from a different dimension or something. But the Twitter community is up in arms and angry about a specific character that kept popping up in this history, and that is the character of Adolf Hitler, who, according to the Homestuck documents on SkynetSystems.com, is like, he did nothing wrong, and everything that he's typically attributed to in real life was due to the main villain from Homestuck. So that's great.
Yikes.
Yeah, the main villain now, its name is Calamity. So everybody on Twitter was telling Andrew Hussey that he needed to apologize. And mind you, after these links were found and discovered and distributed, like within minutes, all the links were taken down. You can no longer find this stuff unless you're looking for old Google Docs that people have taken and just taken all the stuff and what's the word? Cataloged?
Archived it.
Archived? Yeah, archived. So you can find archives of it, but technically it's no longer accessible through the main Homestuck or Skynet systems website.
So, Andrew Hussey.
Andrew Hussey is a racist, by the way. I don't
Like,
know.
actually? Or is that just like claims? Because I don't know.
If you go back before Homestuck, before he had another main comic before Homestuck called Problem Sleuth, and if you go back even further, you could find all of these crazy comics that he did, these one-offs called Humanimals. He was definitely always going to be a webcomic artist, but he didn't really get popularity until around Problem Sleuth and the other MS Paint adventures. Before that, his webcomics were weird. There's one that shows an NBA player saying, "Oh, I can't believe I'm finally able to play ball. I used to only be able to play with what I had available." And it cuts to a picture of a younger NBA player dunking a welfare check into a hoop. So, like, Andrew Hussey is a bad person. He's very racist in general, and it's only coming to light now because people are realizing, wait a minute. This guy who made this art that I really like just literally said Hitler did nothing wrong. So people are using this and kind of going backwards and retracing their steps, and they're like, wait a minute. Anyway.
That's a big yikes, especially since what I find is ironic is Homestuck was widely popular on Tumblr, and you know what Tumblr's known for, besides their porn, or it used to be at
Used to
least,
be.
yeah, was their social justice warriors and their, I don't know, just general activism. So yeah.
I think part of what drew Tumblr communities towards Homestuck was the idea of a hemo spectrum, which a lot of the main characters in the story were directly opposed to and trying to fight, which was like a metaphor for fighting against racism. But at the same time, it's just everything about Homestuck is weird and in seven different layers of irony.
Well, there's something that seems familiar in terms of there was something happened in like the comic book world where, and I don't really know a lot about this. I only know from what I've heard from other people. But there was this comic book guy that made a comic where basically he made a bad guy that was like Hitler, and he was supposed to be a bad guy and a villain, right? He was
Right.
making the comic to make him like bad, but there were jokes in it that, you know, didn't rub people the right way. And so now he is just known as like the Nazi guy. People like just straight up are like, "Hey, you're a bad dude. You're a Nazi, clearly, because you made these comics." And he's like, "No."
If we are
But
getting into the
I don't
politics
know.
of comic books, did you know that when Captain America first started as a comic series, it got a lot of controversy and flack because the original cover with Captain America punching Hitler in the face? Like, there were a lot of Americans that were very upset with that at the time and said that it shouldn't get political like that.
That's crazy because America was literally like, "Hey, Nazis are bad. Liking Nazis is one of the most un-American things you can do. Being a Nazi is one of those un-American things."
America was like
It's
that
crazy.
post World War II.
I mean, we are post-World War II.
Pre and
People are
during
still
World War
Nazis.
II, a lot of Americans were on the Nazis' side and were just trying to turn a blind eye to what happened in the other countries. Hey, let's
I
get
guess you're
super
right.
political on
Crazy.
the Tidepool Orchestra.
I mean, we can be, you know, pretty honest here, though, because, like, fuck Nazis.
I recently got a Marvel comic book, and by recently I mean yesterday, and I really like it. It's She-Hulk, which I mentioned earlier in the show. And I really like She-Hulk because she's a strong, independent woman of color.
Green?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we're going to have a quick intermission, and we'll be right back.
End of side A. Please continue on side B.
Jordan, do you know that much about She-Hulk?
Nope.
Okay, so let me tell you a quick little side story. There's a Marvel comic called Old Man Logan that takes place in the future where Wolverine is like an older man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hence the title. And in Old Man Logan, the Hulk is the main villain and there's all sorts of crazy things happening in the future. Do you know Hawkeye, the guy who's super good at like bows and arrows?
Mm-hmm.
So Hawkeye is actually blind in the story, but his daughter helps him out by just standing places where he needs to shoot nearby, and she'll just like call out, "You need to shoot the arrow 3 feet left to where my voice is coming from." And then the very next panel, the arrow just strikes exactly there. So like Hawkeye is really cool in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the main issue is a lot of the bad guys in Old Man Logan are these creatures called Hulklings, which are like the offspring of Hulk and She-Hulk.
Ew.
Right. This gets worse.
Oh no.
If you don't know, Hulk and She-Hulk are cousins.
What?
Yeah. So, She-Hulk, she basically needed a blood transfusion, and the only person nearby was her cousin, Bruce Banner. So they are blood relatives in more ways than one, of course, because she got the radioactive gamma-radiated blood. She became She-Hulk, and that's... But, like, Old Man Logan is super problematic because She-Hulk doesn't appear anywhere in the story except in passing by name, where Old Man Hulk is like, yeah, she didn't want kids until I talked her into it. But they are cousins.
And that sounds like kind of forced.
Mm-hmm. Comic books aren't that great.
Mmm.
Yeah. But on the other hand, in that one, you have symbiote-controlled dinosaurs in the future, so they're kind of neat looking.
Oh, yeah, so it's acceptable.
Yeah. You know, you have good things and you have bad things. Anyway, let's just fucking...
Welcome back. You're listening to the calming sounds of the Tide Pool Orchestra. Side B.
Alright, we're back for Side B, and in this side we're going to have a couple more questions and answers. We're going to ask each other some questions, we're going to learn, and I think we're just going to find out a lot more about each other.
Cool. Brian, what's your favorite series on the channel?
Oh, that's easy. It's Sonic Adventure DX.
Cool. Mine too.
Wow, okay.
No, I really like, this is a fairly new, like, two videos, and I wouldn't really call it a series, but your Sonic videos, where you do Sonic Hints and Sonic 2 XL, that is some good and hilarious shit, and I'm actually kind of jealous, because one of our fans said that that was their favorite Sonic playthrough, and I was like, bitch, I've been doing Sonic Adventure for, like, 16 episodes.
I really wanted both of you to be in that and just like watch me play, and I'm like, the reason why I wasn't in the Sonic your Sonic videos is because I'm not good at video games, but luckily with this hint system
you can master all of it. I thought it was funny, and I think the Sonic XL episode, I was like messaging you guys because it was on Christmas Eve when you guys were filming, and I got fucking trashed that night.
It was that New Year's?
Well, it was New Year's to Eve to New Year's, whatever. And I was messaging you guys because where I was, like they were kind of ignoring me at that point. So I wanted to talk to you. And then the party started kicking in, so it was totally fine. But I like how Mike was like, should we add her to the call? And you're like, oh, yeah. Or you asked if we should.
Right.
And Mike was like, no, she's at a friend's house. But I thought that would have been so amazing, honestly.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Jordan, and I'm drunk. Why is Sonic fat? Why is Sonic fat, though? And I would be like, haha, I don't know.
Yeah. That's funny. I have an image. When I first started learning Japanese, I got really excited when I could actually read some things from like comics or manga or whatever. And there's this one image on my phone that I saved because it was the first thing that I was able to read in Japanese. And it's just Sonic having half of a corn or like a half of a chili dog down his mouth. He's just boring it. And it says diet in Japanese, like question mark. Sorry, but yeah, he's kind of fat, like, in canon.
Jordan,
least when he's, like, tiny.
What kind of phobias do you have?
I don't like spiders.
You don't like spiders, or are you afraid of spiders?
I'm afraid of spiders. Well, I mean, like, I don't have the, if there's a spider in a room, I'll like totally freak out if it's like a tiny one. But definitely if there was a tarantula or something bigger, like a huntsman or like a black widow or something, I would freak the fuck out. So.
When's your birthday again? The 17th or the 19th?
16th.
16th.
So close.
So close. So that's in about 2 weeks. So you're probably not going to like my gift. I'm going to have to return it. Was
a tarantula.
No, it was 25 tarantulas, a big pile that I was going to have to jump into.
Oh, darn. I'm sorry that you thought I'd like that.
Oh, golly gee. Oh, well.
What are your phobias? Clearly not spiders if you've had 25 tarantulas in your room up until this point.
They're just in a pile in the corner over there. It's fine. They guard the door.
See, I do this weird thing that even though I'm totally afraid of them, I will watch, like, YouTube videos of people taking care of tarantulas. And when they walk, they make, like, the hissing sound because, like, something is rubbing together. It's so gross.
I thought you were going to say, even though I'm afraid of spiders, I will still watch YouTube videos of Spider-Man. And I was going to be like, oh, man, me too.
I love Spider-Verse.
So, one of my main fears is heights. Because when I was really young, I was on a water slide with, it was one of those, like, it was shaped like the number 8, you know, those life rafts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the front side, and my mom was on the back side, and the water slide we were on was this gigantic white wall that goes almost straight down and then straight back up the other side, like a big V shape.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got all the way to the edge, like, I, like, flew in the air a little bit. I was like 7. So I flew in the air, nothing was holding me down, and I saw like almost 2 stories of free falling air underneath me. But then I fell back onto the water slide at like a weird angle, and then we got all the way down to the bottom. So I am afraid of heights.
That's terrifying. I would have just been afraid of like water parks at that point.
Maybe deep down I am, and that's why I specifically eat fatty foods, just so that I have an excuse not to go to water parks? I don't know.
Hmm. Well, so you were 7 at the time. How have you been dealing with that in your older age, where you've clearly grown since then?
Oh, well, like, I'm afraid of heights, like, psychologically, but at the same time, I no longer fear death, so, like, I just feel uneasy. I have never gone on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I did just last year go to like the 17th floor of a building and look out the window, and that's the highest I've ever been. And I was drunk at the time, and I was also like low-key freaking out. And by low-key, I mean was crazed. I was like, ah!
You know, you could just get drugs that way. Are you a fan of John Mulaney at all?
John Mulaney or Dimitri Martin?
John Mulaney.
I'm a fan of John Mulaney. He's a pretty cool guy. Are you talking about his joke where he's like, "Do you get nervous on airplanes?"
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty great.
Yeah, my dad showed that to me. And I was really uncomfortable, but it was really funny.
Do you remember that joke? You could steal John Mulaney's joke, and then I can steal Dimitri Martin's joke right after.
I don't want to be Amy Schumer. Or not Amy Schumer.
Oh yeah,
Is
that's
that
a
the bad one? Yeah, Amy
yeah.
Poehler is the other ones. Yeah, Amy Schumer, fuck her.
Amy
I like
Poehler's
John Mulaney,
amazing.
that's fine. Yeah, that's why I'm saying. I wanted to make sure I wasn't messing that up.
Dimitri Martin has a joke that's part of a much larger joke, where he's like he and his friend were on top of a building, and his friend finally decided to jump, but Dimitri looks down and notices that right at that moment somebody was having a gigantic trampoline street sale. And the guy fell, landed on the trampoline, and then flew back up like 9 stories until they were looking eye to eye. And his friend said, "You know, Dimitri, sometimes I think your jokes are a little convoluted and hard to believe." I think that joke's pretty funny. What character?
Sorry.
Wow. Okay, cool. Just because my delivery isn't very good doesn't mean you have to be a patronizing fucking asshole. What character from Steven Universe do you think the podcast crew would be?
Well, the question is actually which one is your favorite, and then
Which
which
one is
one
your
are you most like?
favorite? Is that what the question is? We're looking at our fan Discord, by the way. If you guys haven't joined our fan Discord, I'll put a link down below in the YouTube, and if you're listening to this on iTunes, I would be very surprised. But okay, how's the question perfectly phrased? You read it.
So it says, oh yeah, what character in Steven Universe is your favorite and which one slash ones are you most like? So I would say my favorite is Peridot or Garnet. I'm not really sure which one I most like. I definitely think Mike might be an amethyst.
I feel like Amethyst would be Mike's favorite character, but I'm not sure if Mike would be Amethyst.
Who do you think he would be?
Do you think he would be upset if I said he was most similar to Ruby?
Oh my God. I mean, I hope not because I kind of agree.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would be Ruby, and Kat definitely seems like a Sapphire, and maybe their relationship will blossom into the Garnet that we all know they truly can be. I ship them. My favorite
Cool.
character now, my favorite character is Lapis if we're talking gems, and if we're talking about the entire cast of characters in Steven Universe and not just the main characters or the gems, my favorite is Petey.
Oh yeah. Okay, that is something that I'm glad you just like made distinct. Because if we're talking about gems, Peridot is definitely my favorite, but if we're talking about just all of the characters, it is definitely Greg. And you would know that if you watched our 35 minute long recap.
The video's so goddamn long.
It's so long. Just skip to the good parts, which are every time I appear. No.
I disagree. I think it's every time Mike appears, but okay.
All of it is good. I actually, yeah, it's good.
Just
Watch it if you have
skip the
time.
Brian parts and you'll be fine.
No. But yeah, so Greg is definitely my favorite out of everyone. But Peridot is really good. And I wish that I was a Peridot, but I don't know. I don't know which other character I would be. But you, when we were writing the script for the YouTube video stuff, you said that I would be a Lapis. Which I feel is partially true, but I don't feel I'm as emo.
I don't think I don't see Lapis as being emo lately.
No.
The episode where she's on the moon and she's like just looking at all of her friends and singing a song, that doesn't really seem emo to me. Like the song is about fitting in and wanting to be a part of a larger community, whereas I personally view being emo as like complaining more so. Like it's a similar situation, I think, but it's a different outlook.
Yeah, I guess. And also, I really do like the I'm Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between millennial and Zoomer nihilism.
Hey, you know what? Maybe if you're watching this on YouTube, you can comment which characters you think we are, and also maybe what you think you are. You know?
Oh, definitely.
That'd be totally cool and sweet. Hell yeah.
I think I'm Topaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have a nice relationship with myself.
Well, and you're also, like, a sweet. But also, people think you're scary and you don't really show emotions that much.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, something bad happens.
So, speak softly but carry a large plush.
Mm-hmm.
A quote that Teddy Roosevelt so very nearly said.
Radical. Hey, did you know that the teddy bear is named after him?
Yeah! That's why we call them Roosevelt bears.
Yeah, duh. Did a Teddy Roosevelt impersonator ever come to your high school when you were in school?
No, but you should tell that story, and then I'll tell my weird high school celebrity story.
Okay, cool. My story isn't that interesting, but I was taking AP US History in, like, my junior year of high school, and we were talking about Teddy Roosevelt, and he's one of the coolest presidents, I guess, because of his environmental conservation stuff. I don't really remember a lot of the U.S. history. I'm not a big history buff, but I don't know. He seems like an interesting character, and the fact that he was a badass, like, he got shot and, like, continued on with his speech. I'm pretty sure he's the one that did that, or one of the presidents that did that. And so we would go into the auditorium because we have an impersonator, and that guy was fucking cool. He looked exactly like you would think Teddy Roosevelt would look, except maybe this guy showered a bit more, probably.
Which is good.
Honestly. Yeah. And he just talked about different stuff. He talked about the teddy bear, and I sat in the front seat, and I wish I got a picture with him, but it didn't. That's it. What's your story?
Did I ever tell you that time that Arnold Schwarzenegger came to my school and took away the soda machines?
You have, but I don't think you've talked about that on the podcast, and I don't really remember that well, so go ahead.
So when I was growing up, I lived in California, and around the time that I was in high school, the governor of California was actually Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he decided to do a healthy campaign, and he would go around to all the different public high schools and talk about better eating habits, which I find ironic because every single day at that school, the only thing everybody ate was the pizza that was provided. Like $3, you get a slice of pizza and a carton of chocolate milk. But we used to have soda machines. Arnold Schwarzenegger came in and he gave a speech inside of the cafeteria, and while he was giving the speech, his aides were going around unplugging the vending machines and then loading them up on dollies and taking them away. So I am in this weird situation with some other people from that high school, where we can honestly say, hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger came to my school, took away the sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's,
you know, in Obama's presidency, where Michelle Obama had the entire, you know, healthy living kind of spiel thing?
Yeah.
I was in Mississippi when Obama first became president. And I remember having to do the weird fitness stuff. And me living in Mississippi was the fattest that I had ever been. When I was younger, I was a pretty chubby kid. But I usually weighed, you know, 160, 170 for, like, my height. That was pretty fat. But when I moved to Mississippi, because my grandparents would feed me cornbread and soaked in buttermilk, like an entire buttermilk thing. I fucking hated it. It's so gross. But they're like, you need to drink whole milk and cornbread. It's good for you. I got to like 200 pounds. And then this thing happens. And I'm sitting there with a bunch of other kids. I had just moved there. So I felt totally out of place. And I'm just like struggling through the monkey bars, like heavy breathing. It was awful. And then I moved back to Oregon. And, you know, I'm, you know, in high school, like, this is fast forward. I moved back a lot, like, you know, about a year after being in Mississippi. But then you fast forward, go to high school, and they start changing the soda machines from regular soda to only diet.
Diet soda is actually worse for you.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So there's like two BS things that happened in my life because of that stuff. I mean, good for you, Michelle Obama. You know, being healthy is very important, but also my school probably made that choice because of that, and it was the wrong one. I still drink soda every day. It was just diet. And now I'll probably, you know, get cancer 2 years from now.
I did think it's funny if you look at the different excuses they were using for school lunches around that time and beforehand, where pizza was classified as a vegetable. Which is the stupidest shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're arguing that it's a vegetable because it has tomato sauce, but tomato is a fruit.
Oh my god, there's so many stupidities. One, pizza doesn't even have a lot of tomato.
It doesn't.
Tomatoes and... Yeah. Crazy.
If anything, it should count as the grains. It's mostly bread.
Or fat. There's a lot of grease.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
God, it had... The school pizza, I miss it so much because it was even greasier and better than Sbarro's.
Mm-hmm.
But around the same size.
Neat. My school pizza was just tiny flatbread. It was kind of actually gross.
The little rectangle
I think most people...
ones.
Yeah. That's what I had all throughout my schooling. Mississippi, though... I was in fifth grade when I was in Mississippi, and their school lunches were actual good Southern living kind of stuff for the most part. I mean, they did have pizza, but one time they had like shepherd's pie with a shit ton of cheese. That shepherd's pie is the best thing that I ever ate. I tried to recreate it by going to the Cheesecake Factory like 5 years ago, and it wasn't the same.
God, I remember back in like sixth grade, like 3 or 4 months before I moved from elementary school to middle school. Mm-hmm. So for like 3 or 4 months, the school lunch has changed from just the square rectangle pizza and like tater tots to they were actually bringing in like, God, a Taco Bell and French toast pizza from, I forget the brand, but like they were going full sponsored. And just bring mm-hmm. in actual fast food for lunch every day. And I was, like, so ecstatic because I was a little fat boy.
That reminds me, have you watched That's So Raven? Did you watch that when you were younger?
Yeah. Dude.
That episode.
She was
where
so Raven.
Oh my, fuck off. But no, there was a specific episode of That's So Raven that kind of touched on the topic where her school just got, like, Pizza Hut and Taco Bell or, you know, just a shit ton of fast food places. And she got so large and in charge that it was crazy. And all I remember, I know it was supposed to be like, hey, you should watch what you eat because, you know, this is how much fat is in your body if you eat this much stuff. And yada yada, trying to teach kids. But all I remember thinking of that would be like, that's delicious. Because also at the time of that coming out, I was a fat girl.
Little fat with fat a PH.
No, that's me now. Fat with a PH just means like pretty.
Did you see the episode of That's So Raven where they make the giant pizza?
Yes, I do remember that one.
It's crazy. What a crazy show. You know what's even yeah. crazier is her little brother and her dad, like, left and moved in with the president.
We don't talk about that here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is an anime podcast.
It can be. We should do an episode where it's just anime. I'd really like that.
What's that one saying? It's like, omae waru...
Omae wa shinderu, or something.
Nani?
Nani? I guess we're just learning that Disney made a remake of That's So Raven. Maybe she is talking about Cory in the House. I doubt it. That's terrifying. Disney needs to stop with their reboots. I actually watched a video about making fun of the Kim Possible movie that's coming out.
You can't make fun of the Kim Possible movie because we haven't actually seen it yet. Maybe it'll be really good.
The sneak peek, I watched it, and it is awful.
No, it's a good movie. I live in denial.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that's it for the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we covered a lot of things. We, you know, in side A, we talked about a strong, independent woman of color, and that was She-Hulk. And then, you know, we moved on, and we talked about school lunches and anime. All right. So I'm just gonna cut right here.
This has been another episode of the Tidepool Orchestra. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss the next episode, where you can also look forward to some fun bonus content. If you can't get enough of us, you can also follow us on Twitter at TidepoolO and like our Facebook page to keep up to date. We also have a fan Discord, so if you want to hang out with all of us as well as other fans, you can join in by clicking the link down below. For any questions, ideas, or business inquiries, feel free to email us at tidepoolorchestra@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the calming sounds of the Tidepool Orchestra.